Okay, good evening, everyone. During the bracha of Shema Kolenu in the Shemona Esrei that we daven, during the bracha of Shema Kolenu, a person is allowed to daven for any of their needs. Meaning, Shema Kolenu is a very general bracha, in general about asking Hashem for the needs that we have. A person can put in for any of their needs, any special requests that they have. Some Sfarim even write that it's good to do this. Not just people have permission to do this, but it's good to do it. Because otherwise, a person just gets used to the Shemona Esrei and they just read it off by rote. And if a person puts in their personal bakashos, then that guarantees that there will be more sincerity. That is by the bracha of Shema Kolenu. By the other brachos, you can ask in your own words for something in that specific topic. It's an important halacha to know. At some point during the bracha, before Baruch Atah Hashem, in that specific bracha, let's say during the bracha of Rifa'enu, if someone has a special request for Refuah Shalema for themselves or for somebody else, they should put it in at that point during the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, then for Parnasa. During the bracha of Atah Chayinin, a friend of mine told me that he heard in the name of Rav Pam, the Rosh Hashiva of Tarvadas, that when a person is in the parasha of Shidduchim and a person needs to make many important decisions, they should have that in mind during the bracha of Atah Chayinin Ladam Das. A person should have Das to make the correct decisions. It's important to point out that in the bracha Re'eve Anyenu, that ends Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, Rashi in Megillah learns that that's talking about not the Geula of Mashiach, but the Geula of our everyday lives. We have many different things that come up in our lives that are hard for us and we need help in our day-to-day lives. So a person could daven something specific about that in the bracha of Re'eve Anyenu. That's just stam something for during their personal life. A person could put that request in. There's a big discussion about what language can a person put in during the bracha of Shemona Esrei. We'll go with the psak, the second opinion brought by the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Aleph, that could be even in whatever language you want, whether it's English, whether it's Yiddish. For Lashon HaKodesh, that is the first opinion, that it should preferably be in Lashon HaKodesh, and it should only be Lashon HaKodesh. But if a person is able to have better kavana in their own native tongue, then we say that that is okay. A person could put it in any language. The Mishnah Berurah says that by the bracha of Shema Kolenu, it's good to confess for your aveiros and also to ask for parnasa, in addition to the standard brachos. And you'll see that in many of the Siddurim. I know the Art School Siddurim have that there's two paragraphs set for this. It's from the Arizal, a paragraph for confessing your Averos, and a special paragraph for Parnasa. Happens to be that the Aruch HaShulchan says that a person shouldn't do these two paragraphs by every single Shemona Esrei. You'll notice it in the Siddur, but a person shouldn't do it in every Shemona Esrei, because then it becomes like it's part of the Shemona Esrei, and he says that's considered a chutzpah to make it that it's part of the Shemona Esrei. Those of you who are Sfaradim, then perhaps you can do it, because the Kaf HaChayim brings that a person is supposed to say it by every single tefillah. But for us Ashkenazim, it's not good to do it by every single tefillah. Perhaps you could do it by every Shacharis, but not by Mincha. If a person really only has a chance to daven shachris, then a person should make sure not to do it by every single Shemona Esrei, but definitely a person is allowed to do it, and you'll see those two paragraphs in the Siddurim. Also, besides during Shema Kolenu that a person can put in their own personal requests, also after Yu L'Ratzon, a person can add their own requests. That's the Mishnah Berurah is brought in Simon Kuf Chav Ches. The Mishnah Berurah brings that towards the end of Shemona Esrei, after Yiyu L'Ratzon, also a person is allowed to put in their own requests. There are those that say that a person could even be more ma'arich, a person could elaborate more at that point, and during Shema Kolenu, a person shouldn't elaborate so much. But after Yiyu L'Ratzon, at the end of Shemona Esrei, then a person can also add other bakashos that they feel that they need to have. And I think I once mentioned before, but the Chazon Ish says, I saw this brought in the Piskei Tshuvos in Siman Pei Tes, the Chazon Ish says that even without Shemona Esrei, a person could just get up in the middle of nowhere and say, Yehi Ratzayin Mulfanecha, Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu, Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avisai, even with Hashem's name, without a Shemona Esrei, and a person can say their own tefillah, even with Hashem's name, just whatever tefillah that they have, a personal bakasha that they have, a person is allowed to get up and say Yehi Ratzon, because that is a tefillah to Hashem. But I don't know how many people do that actually, but for sure during Shmona Esrei, it is important to put in your own bakashos to make it more personal, to give it more sincerity. And like we said, a person can do it in English, and not only in Shema Koleinu, but throughout the rest of the brachos of Shmona Esrei, something specific that has to do with that topic of Shmona Esrei, a person can put those in to the Shmona Esrei. And the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, tells us that when a person comes to daven Shmona Esrei and asks for a request, a person should daven b'koyved roish. Koyved roish means reverence. It's the opposite of kalos roish, which is an expression you may have heard of, which means lightheadedness. But the opposite of kalos roish, a person needs to daven Shmona Esrei with koyved roish, with reverence and with awe. And the Gemara over there brings psukim for sources for this, and all the psukim that they bring are psukim that taught that say the word yira, which means fear of Hashem, awe of Hashem. And the problem is that Rashi over there in the Mishnah doesn't say anything about fear. Rashi translates it as kovid roish, as hachna, which means humility. And the question is, why does Rashi say that kovid roish means humility if the Gemara seems to say that kovid roish has to do with fear and awe of Hashem? And I think the answer is based on the Igeres HaRamban. The Ramban, in the Igeres HaRamban, he connects the midah of anava to the midah of yira, of humility in front of Hashem, to having fear of Hashem. What's the connection? I think the connection is, and the Mefarshim explain, that if a person is humble and they realize that everything that they have, all the talents that they have, or the wealth that they have, or the nachas that they have, is all from Hashem, it's not because they're so great, and they feel like they're really nothing special, and they realize that everything that they have is from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, a person needs to do the proper shtadlus. But they realize that everything is in control by Hashem, then they will realize the awesomeness of Hashem, and a person will come to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if somebody thinks they're, if somebody is haughty and they think that they're the greatest, and that everything I have is from my own hard work and it's all because of me, then obviously that is not a recipe to fear Hashem. A person can't feel like there's an authority over him if he feels that everything is from his own and he's in charge of everything that he has. I heard once that the Chafetz Chaim was telling this to somebody, that Hashem could take away everything that he has from him in one moment. And this person said, what do you mean? Hashem can't take everything away from me in one moment. I have a bank account in Switzerland. I have a bank account in this country. I have a bank account in this country. It's not possible for everything in one second, for me to lose everything in one second, maybe over a span of time, but in one second, how could that be? It's impossible. So the Chafetz Chaim told him, what do you mean? Hashem doesn't have to take away the money from you. Hashem could take away you from the money. And which means that a person could die in an instant if Hashem decides, and then everything that he has is all nothing, and he's not here anymore. He doesn't have any of the materials that he has, any of the money that he has. And a person needs to realize that when they go into Shmona Esrei, that not everything that they have is not from their own, it is totally from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And it's interesting, the Gemara over there in Brachos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, continuing to Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, it discusses and elaborates, and it says that in general, a person shouldn't be laughing too much in this world. Shouldn't be flipping off, you know, flying off the handle, and just, you know, without control. A person needs to calm down and realize that things are serious. And the Gemara tells a story that people were at a wedding, and there was too much laughing going on. And one of the Amoraim took a glass, and they broke the glass by the wedding. And that saddened people a little bit. It was an expensive glass, and that saddened people, and he wanted it that way, that people shouldn't be so happy in this world now that we are in Golos. And Tosis over there says that's the source for breaking a glass by a wedding. The Ramah actually says that the source for breaking the glass by the wedding is, as we all know, is that it's for Ezecher, for the Churban HaBayis, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we should be sad now that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And just, I once heard something funny, that someone told me they were once at a wedding where a Reform Rabbi was conducting the ceremonies. And the Reform Rabbi got up to speak underneath the canopy, And this person figured, what's this guy going to say already? I mean, like, I have to listen to this Reform Rabbi. So the Reform Rabbi got up and he said, you know why we break a glass underneath the wedding canopy? Anybody know why we break the glass? And this person thought, wow, you know, maybe he spoke too soon. You know, this Reform Rabbi is going to talk about the Churban HaBayis. He's going to talk about something with Tachlis. And the Reform Rabbi continued and he said, you know why we break the glass? Because we want the marriage to be a smashing success. So this person realized, okay, fine, so he was right. But of course, that's not the real reason why we break the glass. It's for these two reasons, one for the Churban HaBayis, and one just in general, in this world, in Olam HaZeh, we shouldn't be laughing so much. We have to realize that things are serious. So, Be'ez Hashem, all of our tefillos should be answered, and Be'ez Hashem, all of our marriages should be a smashing success. Okay, everybody should have a good night.